Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, I can't believe she's back here already. It seems like she was just here last summer. From the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing fine, thank you. Well, the summer reading season is back again already.
I know. Next week. It starts next week. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. It's called Dig Into Reading this year.
Yeah, that's a statewide theme,
okay.
And we have a lot of stuff going on, and what a better time to dig into reading.
Indeed.
Unless this weather gets better.
We'll hope for the best there, for sure. Well, you know what? If the weather's not good, you take a good book, you curl up and you read.
Win-win situation,
exactly. All right, well, where do we start, Lynn? What's happening this year?
Well, starting next Tuesday, June 18th, we're going to start with Doug Shear and the Magic Bookshelf. Doug, he's been with us since 2009. Every year he does a new, completely program.
Yeah.
New program, you knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
And he's always fun. He is really crazy. He gets things going. And I hate to say this, but it's actually educational also.
Ooh.
So, you know, don't let the kids know. But yeah, he's great. He's just a lot of fun. And he's going to be at Tawa City at 10:30 and Oscoda at 2. And then on the 19th of June, he's going to be at Whittemore at 10:30 and Plainfield at 2. And then on the 20th, Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2.
All right.
So if you can't hit him one spot, you'll get him somewhere else.
Or see him at all of them.
Yeah.
Hey, you bet. Good.
I do, and I love it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, what's next?
Then we have It's Magic with Tom Plunkard. He's a magician we had here a couple years ago.
I thought that name sounded
familiar.
And
he's such a fun little guy. He is. And he does a lot of really nice magic.
Okay.
I mean, not that there's bad magic.
Right.
But this is like you go, wow. Ooh. He has a trick he does with, he makes doves disappear that I know they're not hurt or anything, but
right.
It is just really something to watch. It takes your breath away.
Okay.
And he's going to be in Oscoda on June 25th at 2 and mm-hmm. the Tawa City at 10:30. Did that backwards.
Okay.
June 26th, Plainfield at 2 and Omer at 6.
Oh.
And June 27th, Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2.
So he'll be making the rounds for sure, won't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can't, like I said, that this is what's nice about this program. If you can't hit it one place,
right,
you can hit it another, or like you said, you can go to them all.
All right. What comes up after the magician?
Well, that's 4th of July week.
Wow.
So
okay.
We're going to start out with, on the 2nd, with ventriloquist Vicki Gasco-Green.
Oh, yeah.
She's done
that's,
programs
yeah.
for us, too. And she, you know, I've never actually seen ventriloquism other than her programs.
Okay.
But she is really good. Her lips do not.
Wow. I've never seen one live. I've always seen them on TV. So
and
live might be kind of cool to see.
It is,
because
you're really up there close.
Right.
And sometimes she kind of teaches the kids a few tips on how they can
neat.
Do it. So parents beware. But she does a little thing called Reading Bugs Dig Up Fun, which is a whole, it's a set of routines. And she does a little magic. She has people come out of the audience. It's fun. It goes fast and it's great. She's
okay.
really good.
Very nice. All right. And where is she going to be?
She's going to be at Tawa City at 10:30 and Oscoda at 2 on the 2nd. And in July 3rd, Whittemore at 10:30 and Plainfield at 2.
All right. All over the place. All right.
Just like me. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now we're going to continue on here.
Yep.
Okay.
The week after that, one day only in Tawa City at 2. I take that back. Tawa City. All Tawa City programs are at 10:30. Oscoda's there at 2.
Okay.
And she's going to be, it's Rebecca Lessard with Wings of Wonder. That's a rehab and release program out of Empire, Michigan.
Okay.
And she will have some birds that cannot be released back into the...
All right.
And she has all kinds of raptors. And she also has a lot of stuff from... items that she likes to show from raptors and things, and that's something that kids can get up and because you can't touch the birds, but you can look at the I'm not quite sure what the items are, but you can like pick them
close.
Up and look at them and things like that.
She doesn't have the doves that the magician made disappear, does
no,
she?
Okay. No. Keep them away from the doves.
Okay, that might be a good idea.
And that's just one day only,
one
the
day
July
only.
9th.
All right.
And then the day after that is the Organization for Bat Conservation is going to do Life Beneath the Surface.
Ooh.
And this is a new program for them.
Okay.
And we have been promised a vampire bat.
Ooh.
So they will have one. We can't touch those.
Yeah.
But, man, we can look them pretty
right
close
up close,
at them.
Yeah.
And that's July 10th in Hale at 2 and Omer at 6. All right. And Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2 the next day on the 11th.
Neat. Wow.
Then we have, towards the end, because I'll be talking to you again.
Yeah.
A quickie, where the wild things are. That's a speed painter, Martina Hahn, where in 7 minutes, she does a whole program with the kids, but at the end, in 7 minutes to music, she paints a huge painting.
Really?
It's called speed painting. And I've seen videos. It's pretty,
seven
a talent.
Minutes.
She has it's the photos that came out. I mean, the paintings.
Paintings, yeah.
But it's just, man, there's something else.
Wow.
So that's something really new for us. We've never had her before.
All right. What a slate of activities to keep the kids busy all summer long.
And that'll be July 16th at Tawa City at 10:30, Oscoda at 2. July 17th, Whittemore at 10:30, Plainfield at 2. And July 18th, Augrey at 10:30, and Standish at 2.
Nice. All right.
Then we finish up with Reptile Inc. It's been a couple years since we had Michael Brophy here.
Okay.
And he has, it's his personal collection of, he's always loved reptiles and amphibians. Those people are out there. And he always has, usually an alligator, some turtles. They always have a big snake.
Yeah.
Always have a big snake. And what's nice about this program, he does talk about their habitats and having them as pets, but you do get a chance to get up close and very personal with them.
If you so desire.
Yes, that's the key, if you so desire. So he's going to be in Taos at 10:30 and Oscoda at 2 on July 23rd. The 24th, Hale at 2 and Omer at 6. And the 25th, Augrey at 10:30 and Standish at 2. And did I say June or did I say July?
You may have said June, but you mean July.
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 Yes.
All right.
It's got me so excited. I have it right here in front of me.
Well, that's right. They can have it right in front of them too, right?
And that would probably be a really good idea.
Yeah.
At all our libraries, you can pick up a turquoise brochure with all the programs on them or go to IOSCOaranaclibrary.org to the events page and everything will be right there. And if you want to, you can get directions to different branches and other information.
Very good. Dig into reading, the summer reading program for the IOSCOaranac District Library and District Librarian there, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, thank you for joining us again today.
You're welcome.